News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Happy National Taco Day. Although I'm bothered it doesn't fall on a Tuesday. Talk more about that and a whole bunch of real news on the way. Plus, also, speaking of tacos, snapper season, a little three-day run of snapper fishing for the state of Alabama today, tomorrow, and Sunday. They make a fantastic taco. Beer-battered snapper and put it in a fish taco? Forget about it. Great stuff. All right, Dr. Bill's got our forecast on the way in just a second. And, yeah, we set records yesterday, too. He'll give us details at 7:35, plus a weekend weather scale. Right now, Kane's got our traffic.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. 11-mile marker westbound I-10. Just wrapping up the accident just east of McDonald Road. There's no more traffic delays, but they do have that accident off the side of the road with the wreckers. No problems as you're traveling through Mobile. It looks like it's a good ride there. Also traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway. Classic hits, cocktails, and craft beer options come alive every night at Mobile's original piano bar, the Royal Street Tavern at the Battle House Hotel. Paired with the music of Alabama's own John David Anthony, the co-founder of Wet Willie. It all starts tonight at 7. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be hot with a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms and temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, a few evening thunderstorms, lows in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
As a homeowner and your neighbor, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier Factory authorized dealer and strives to provide outstanding AC services that leaves me confident in the fact that my home comfort is in the right hands. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer you.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content. Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5, turning up your voice.
7:08, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, Friday style. Glad you are here. On the way, check more sports with Dalton. Also, we'll get an update on sports from the Plains with Auburn Sports Today. And our coverage of Auburn starts 11:30 tomorrow morning. Probably the biggest game in the land.
That's right.
Auburn, Florida. All right. Right now, let's get headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A possible murder-suicide in the Whistler community of Pritchard. Pritchard police, they do confirm that two people have been killed and another person injured in the shooting that happened on Thursday. While an investigation is ongoing, police have not ruled out a murder-suicide, but they do confirm that they are not looking for a suspect. Tyvante Johnson and Jasmine Fields, they have been identified as the two victims shot dead near Bellmead Drive just off St. Stephen's Road. Shamika Stabler, she was transported to USA Hospital with a gunshot wound to her chest. Pritchard police say that they are looking for counseling for Jasmine's two children through the Mobile Child Advocacy Center. A GoFundMe account has been set up. If you'd like to donate, be sure to look for the name Jasmine Fields and you can donate to the family. More than 20 soldiers were injured during nighttime training exercises on Wednesday at Camp Shelby in Mississippi. The soldiers were with the 4th Brigade of the 25th Infantry Division, stationed at Joint Base Elmendorf, Richardson, which is in Anchorage, Alaska. According to WDAM, the injuries occurred when the soldiers were parachuting from a C-130 aircraft and wind blew them away from their intended drop zone and into a group of pine trees. 15 of the injured were treated in the field, 7 taken to local hospitals. According to the U.S. Army, some of the soldiers had to be rescued from the trees by fire department personnel after their parachutes became tangled in the tree limbs. Now, none of the injuries, thankfully, are believed to be life-threatening, and all 83 jumpers have been accounted for. The team had been in Mississippi, taking part in a massive 10-day training event with as many as 650 other personnel. This incident is under investigation. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Police closed two intersections in Mobile overnight. This was Cottage Hill and Hillcrest and Cottage Hill and University around 1 o'clock this morning. Mobile police officers were seen in the area. We're working to get more information about what happened. The intersections are back open this morning. The Pensacola Police Department has fired a narcotics officer who shot and killed a man this summer. After an internal investigation, the police chief found that Officer Daniel Seaman violated the department's use of deadly force policy when shooting Tamar Crawford. Seaman was the only officer to fire at Crawford on July 5th at the intersection of Brainerd and C Streets. Officers pulled Crawford over because they believed he was intoxicated. Police originally said Crawford disarmed another officer, leading Seaman to fire at Crawford. Police now say it was a taser, not a gun, that Crawford grabbed. The city of Pritchard is doing its part to help the Bahamas as the islands continue to recover from Hurricane Dorian. They're accepting donations at City Hall through tomorrow. You can drop them off from 8 until 4. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Hey, Ron, I'm looking for something nice for the missus, and I've got $1,085 to spend.
That's a pretty precise number, should I ask?
Ron, it seems like this could only happen to me. A few months ago, I won $100. I put it in the truck console, figured I'd surprise the missus with dinner out one night. Then I won a little money at the fishing rodeo and a couple other events, and had it stashed all in the truck console.
Okay, that doesn't sound very safe. Why not keep it in the house, dude?
Ron, after I won the first time, I was going to, and I forgot. And then after a couple small prizes, I won $500 and finally realized I had over $800 stashed. I didn't want to try to explain that to the missus, so I just avoided doing anything, and I kept dropping extra cash into the console until she borrowed my truck last week.
Oh, no. What happened, Dave?
She came into the house with a handful of cash and that look in her eye and told me to start talking. I panicked. I told her I'd been saving up to get her something really special. I'm not completely sure she bought it, but here I am.
Only you. Come by the shop. We'll help you out.
Mobile Bay Coins. Much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street. Find them on Facebook and at mobilebaycoins.com.
Staying at a hotel is not the same thing as staying at the Fisher House.
The Fisher House, I know, is a huge part of Lance recovery.
For somebody like my husband, for them to know that their family members are being taken care of, that's a huge burden off of them, so they can concentrate on their therapies.
Just having that assurance that no matter what, as long as we were there for Anson, that someone would be there to take care of us. It took so much weight off our shoulders.
How can you help? Go to fisherhouse.org.
714 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. And it is a Friday. Good news here. By the way, too, we're going to get to Auburn Sports today in just a second. But a shameless plug here. I'm one of the folks chosen by the American Cancer Society, Real Men Wear Pink, this month. We are, like I said, we are the ugly male version of the Azalea Trailmates. We have no talent, we're ugly, and we go out, but we are representatives for the American Cancer Society. You'll see us in pink shirts or pink ties out there, bringing attention to the fight against breast cancer, and we're also raising money for the fight against breast cancer. I'm one of the ambassadors, a group of, and not saying I'm competitive, but I'm competitive. Number one, this strikes very close to home. I've said, you know, my personal relationship with this is my mother, a 20-year survivor of breast cancer. Plus, cancer has been pretty tough on my family and my extended family over the years. And so I'm doing my little, very small part I can to help and to give back, raising money for American Cancer Society and breast cancer research. So if you'll go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/FMTalk1065, or even my personal Facebook page, which is just Sean Sullivan, or if you'll go to my Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5, you find the link there, you click it, it takes you to the donation page. I sure appreciate it. A lot of folks have donated, and keep it coming. Thank you as I raise money here for the American Cancer Society and the fight against breast cancer. I appreciate every dollar y'all donate. Thank you very, very much. All right, 7:15, time for Auburn Sports Today. Check the sports from the plains and get ready for tomorrow's game. Brought to you by T. Batchelor & Son. What's up, Donnie? And your CBD store, West Mobile.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Auburn football travels to Gainesville today, where tomorrow the Tigers take on Florida in a top 10 battle at the Swamp. It'll be the fourth time that Gus Malzahn, as Auburn's head coach, matches wits with current Florida defensive coordinator Todd Grantham.
Every year is different. And as a coach, whether it's me or another coach, I mean, you've got different players and you've got to build around their strengths. And so there's a little bit of, hey, you know, the players that you're playing against, you know, what does he like to do with that? And then you kind of go back too and you kind of do homework on tendencies or whatever, what a coordinator likes to do in this situation or that situation. But it's a little all above. But the unique thing is each time you play, you know, there's a different group of players that, you know, the coach tries to build around their strengths.
That's from Tiger Talk last night. If you'd like to hear everything that Coach Malzahn had to say on the show, you can listen on demand at auburntigers.com. Auburn is coming off a 56-point performance against Mississippi State a week ago, in which Bo Nix recorded the first 300-yard passing game of the true freshman's career. We're on the air at 11:30 tomorrow morning with a Tiger Tailgate Show presented by Konecka Sausage. Guests include Wes Byram, Terry Henley, Pat Lee, Frank Sanders, and Andrew Hopkins from the Southeastern Raptor Center. We hope that you'll join us. Alpha Insurance is proud to partner with us to bring you this feature every weekday. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com. Have a great weekend, everyone. War Eagle. Until Monday, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Visit your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest for a full line of the highest quality, all-natural CBD products in the industry. Your CBD store of West Mobile products all go through extensive third-party testing to ensure what's on the label is in the bottle. Your CBD store of West Mobile's owner, Joe Brown, and associates will help you choose the best products for your individual needs. Your CBD store of West Mobile offers oils, topicals, edibles, even pet products. On Hillcrest near Greelot, where good health hits home naturally.
T. Batchelor & Sons has proudly been serving the Mobile area for over 34 years. We are a locally owned and operated family business. We offer quality products and services at affordable rates. We are a Bryant Factory authorized dealer that stands up to the motto, Bryant, whatever it takes. Our family's goal is your family's comfort. Call us today for all your home comfort needs, 639-9234. Alabama license number 07208.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be hot with a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms and temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, a few evening thunderstorms, lows in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance, or if you're thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. Don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 1065 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 1065 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Heard about the health benefits of CBD oil? Questions? Go to CannabamaCBD.com for answers. Plus, a full line of products from Alabama's very first CBD superstore, Cannabama.
Changing lives one drop at a time.
Buy locally from CannabamaCBD.com today.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, just cleared the accident westbound I-10 around the 11-mile marker just east of McDonald Road. Now you've got it off to the side of the road. Wreckers are on the scene, but it's not affecting traffic. Good ride northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. Market in the Park is back every Saturday from October 12th through November 23rd, 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square in downtown Mobile. Stop to get locally produced fruits, veggies, and plants. Get the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 720 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings Friday style. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams on the way. Talk about a cold front or a dry front or something other than hot weather that may give us a little relief coming our way. He'd give us details coming up in just a little bit. Plus, we'll get a weekend weather scale. Hopefully take a look at the marine forecast, too. People getting out for the three-day snapper season today, tomorrow, and Sunday. I saw Florida is going to open some days later this month as well. So you put the boat on the trailer, could go over there if you want to take part in that. I'll give you more of that coming up with Dr. Bill in just a little bit. Plus, we'll find out what's cooking with Alec Naiman. He joins us around 7:50 and Football Friday with Dalton. In-depth discussion of the big games for this weekend at 8:05. So stay close for that. Oh, also, I mentioned today National Taco Day, right? National Taco every, because we have figured out that every day of the year, all 365,
yep,
have at least one thing that is, sometimes it's multiple. I think today's National Smile Day.
Oh, well,
and National Taco Day.
They put a smile on my face.
Survey for National Taco Day found that just 5% of Americans are weird. I mean, don't like tacos.
5%.
I would like, those are the people I want to talk to. Those are the people I find interesting. 76% of us eat them at least every few weeks. 71% surveyed prefer tacos over burritos. People in the western United States are likely to prefer hard tacos over soft tacos. And so more kids. The children, I think, are way more. That's how we split it in our house. Like, we have the preformed hard taco shells for the kids, and then the tortilla thing going on for the missus.
And they've even got those hard taco shells that have, like, the they're not just your standard taco, but they're flat on the bottom, so you can
stuff.
Those are the kids' tacos,
and
right?
They don't fall over.
You can
stack them on the plate there. By the way, it's says here are some other stats. Average hard taco fan. I love the detail of this. Average hard taco fan eats 7.3 tacos a month. The average soft taco fan eats 6.9 tacos a month. I like that they got that in-depth in these tacos.
Great stats.
But, I mean, you're talking about all the different kinds of tacos out there. People picture, okay, just ground beef. Mm-hmm. But in our house, it's, I mean, we do ground beef, ground venison. I do fish tacos. Ooh. A bunch. Do duck tacos.
Shrimp
as well.
Tacos?
I've never prepared a shrimp taco. I hate for very much to get between the shrimp and myself.
Mm-hmm.
I've eaten a shrimp taco somewhere before. Where was that? It was pretty good. It was grilled or black. It was blackened shrimp.
Probably a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, it probably was. So, yeah, National Taco Day. Of course, I know. I'm with you. I think it should be on a Tuesday, but it's Taco Friday. Also, yeah, I mentioned National Smile Day. So you get out, and you know what? It's a good thing. Get out and smile. You know, they always say the old cliche, smiling is contagious. Well, let it go viral today with that smile. It's a good thing. Be nice. Smile. Wave to somebody. Do those kind of things. What I like to do is wave to people who aren't naturally friendly, and they just stare at you like, what did you just do? And then you smile at them. All right, 7:24 headlines now with Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A sheriff's deputy in Clark County injured in a vehicle crash near Grove Hill on Highway 43 near Highway 84. According to firefighters, a deputy was not seriously injured in that wreck. The driver of the second vehicle was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Traffic was impacted for a number of hours as the wreck did block Highway 43, but thankfully, the sheriff's deputy's injuries were not life-threatening. Mobile police are investigating a case of receiving stolen property in the first with multiple warrants. On Wednesday, October the 2nd, at approximately 11:30 a.m., police, while patrolling the area of Houston Street, saw a vehicle they believed to be stolen. The vehicle was parked, and that's where two males had been recently inside. Now, officers say they then checked the area and saw the two subjects. One male took off on foot but was apprehended. Both subjects were detained and have been identified as 24-year-old Shaddy Williams and 35-year-old Ryan Williams. Mobile police are also investigating a shooting into an occupied dwelling case. On Wednesday, October the 2nd, at approximately 8:30 p.m., officers responded to the 2600 block of Ralston Road on the report of shots fired into that location. They confirmed that upon arrival, officers spoke with a victim who stated an unknown person or persons shot into the location. Thankfully, there were no reported injuries, but this investigation is still ongoing. If you have information which could assist, you are encouraged to contact Mobile Police. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
You have two opportunities to celebrate and enjoy our wonderful Gulf Coast seafood. Savor the Gulf seafood Thursday through Sunday, October 10th through the 13th at the 48th Annual National Shrimp Festival in Gulf Shores. Also, mark your calendar for Saturday, October 26th, 6 to 9 p.m. for the 3rd Annual Gulf Seafood Gala at the Isle Dauphin Club, 100 Orleans Avenue on Dauphin Island. Tickets are $50 at the Dauphin Island Gallery on Bienville Avenue.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord. Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5. Hometown Talk with Mobile's hometown talker, Sean Sullivan.
Something must have gone wrong.
Holy nightmare.
And Midday Mobile.
Unbelievable. I don't know what else to say.
Weekdays at noon on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 727, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill's on the way just about 7 minutes from right now. Weekend weather scale, look at the tropics, and talk about a little relief from this heat. First, though, let's check in with my friend Larry Kirby at LCM. He teased us there during the news break. He said, I've got your kind of vehicle on the lot right now. Okay, Larry, lay it on me. What you got?
2016 Tacoma TRD 4x4 double cab V6 leveling kit. Big tires, wheels, just beautiful truck.
You just described it. This man knows me, maybe even better than some of my close family members. Yes, that is my truck.
So anyway, it's a great vehicle, plus we got others. I mean, we got other four-wheel drives, we got cars, SUVs. We got a great mix of inventory for the weekend.
You talked about this the other day with us, with so much inventory, too. It's worth going, you know, if somebody is having like a lunch at their desk or something at work, come on the website and check out that inventory.
Absolutely. You know, we try to keep it updated daily so that that's the best place to look at the inventory. Like I said, we got over 100 cars on the ground, so it's hard to talk about them all in 60 seconds.
You got the right stuff. Give people directions to come see them in person and talk finance with you as well.
All right, Highway 90 at Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Please like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 728. We'll be checking in with Dr. Bill coming up in just a second. News 5 on the way. Plus Football Friday with Dalton, 805. He is busy scrawling notes down there.
No, I'm not. That's all off the top of my head.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, of course not. He's not. Nothing to do with Football Friday. Tune in for that at 805. All right. Text line is open as well. 343-0106.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles. WKRG News 5. A shooting in Mobile is under investigation this morning. It happened last night on Ann Street. Mobile Fire Rescue says a 22-year-old man was treated for a gunshot wound and rushed to the hospital. No word on any arrest. A Clark County Sheriff's deputy is expected to be okay after he was involved in a crash in Grove Hill. The crash happened last night on Highway 43. Sheriff Ray Norris tells News 5 the deputy is okay. A Mobile music venue is in a battle over its name. The Listening Room in Mobile is being sued for $10,000 by a similarly named restaurant in Nashville. The owner of Mobile's Listening Room says the Nashville establishment, the Listening Room Cafe, trademarked its name after the Mobile location was already open. Two students who survived Hurricane Dorian in the Bahamas are now inspiring their new classmates to raise money for relief efforts. 11-year-old Lucas and 9-year-old Evie Waugh were huddled up in their Freeport home when Hurricane Dorian hit the island. A week after the storm, they moved to Gulf Shores, starting a new life and new school. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Monster Mash savings at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes in the month of October. Prices you won't be able to smash on the Liberty CN24 gun safe, with $250 off for only $749. Or the most popular model, the 60-gun Fatboy Extreme, discounted $700. Unbelievable savings in these Monster Mash deals. Safes made in the USA with a lifetime replaceable warranty against theft and fire. Why shop anywhere else? That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 and Moffett Road. Call 471-1137.
To ask a foreign government to assist in our election undermines the president's oath of office and threatens the integrity of our electoral system.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in Florida responding to a tweet from the president, Trump writes,
"As the president of the United States, I have an absolute right, perhaps even a duty, to investigate or have investigated corruption, and that would include asking or suggesting other countries to help us out." Bob Costantini, the White House.
Three House committees have released dozens of texts between U.S. diplomats in Ukraine. Information provided by Kurt Volker. Today, the House Intelligence Committee will meet with intelligence community official Michael Adkinson. Ukraine's top prosecutor office says no legal action has been taken against people linked to gas company Burisma, where former Vice President Joe Biden's son served on the board. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Attorney General William Barr wants Facebook to give law enforcement a way to read encrypted messages sent by users, reigniting tensions between tech companies and law enforcement. Facebook's WhatsApp already has end-to-end encryption, meaning that even Facebook cannot read messages. Facebook plans to extend that protection to Messenger and Instagram Direct. Security experts say giving law enforcement such access makes such services insecure for everyone. Hedge fund Arsana Capital Partners wrote down its investment in Juul Labs by more than a third to price that lowered the e-cigarette company valuation to $24 billion from $38 billion earlier this year. The write-down comes after vaping-related illnesses that have resulted in 19 deaths and over 1,000 lung illnesses. Costco says sales rose in the latest quarter as the warehouse retailer works to offset the rising cost of tariffs. Comparable sales increased 5%. Online sales jumped 22%. On Wall Street, futures moderately lower. That's Your Money Now.
Gavin McKenzie, CEO, Build McKenzie.
With more construction projects coming in, we needed to quickly hire a lead recruiter. We wanted someone who was bilingual and had 5 years of HR experience. LinkedIn Jobs matched me with many qualified applicants, but Anna Maria was the one with all the skills that we needed.
A person is hired with LinkedIn every 8 seconds. Post a job at linkedin.com/today and get $50 off your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast home of Auburn football. This is Andy Burcham, the voice of the Auburn Tigers. Join us Saturday when the Tigers meet the Florida Gators in Gainesville on your home for the Auburn Tigers, FM Talk 106.5.
Brought to you in part by T. Bachelor & Son Heating and Cooling, 639-9234. Azalea City Hand and Rehab with the hands-on approach. And Baldwin Mutual Insurance, providing outstanding property and casualty coverage. Pre-game broadcast at 11:30 on FM Talk 106.5.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Dare I ask, I know it was hot yesterday. How hot was it?
98 degrees yesterday, and that broke a record for the date. but it also was the warmest temperature ever in the month of October, and that broke the old record of 97, which was set on Tuesday.
It didn't last long.
No, only 2 days. But, yeah, 98 degrees, and we are in for another hot day today, but there is an end to this heat wave that's been going on seemingly forever. And we're going to see some cooler air come in starting on Sunday and continuing for most of next week. That's for today, though. Get ready for another hot day, up around 95 to 96 degrees this afternoon. The record for today is 94, so we have a chance at that. We could see a few thunderstorms develop during the afternoon hours. Now, tonight will be partly cloudy, a low of about 72. And then for tomorrow, mostly sunny day, and just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. The high tomorrow should be up around 92, perhaps 93 degrees. Now, Sunday, we'll have still quite a bit of sunshine, but a good chance for some afternoon thunderstorms. The development of those thunderstorms could keep the temperature in the upper 80s. After that, a cold front will be moving down through Mississippi and Alabama on Sunday, and it's going to set off quite a few showers and thunderstorms. So good chance for some rain that will occur on Monday. Monday will be mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and a high in the upper 80s. That front will then move on through late Monday, and Tuesday should be mostly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, high in the upper 80s, and looks good for Wednesday and Thursday. Temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. So we've got temperatures that are going to be sort of close to normal next week. We also have, as I mentioned, some badly needed rain coming in the form of thunderstorms Sunday, and then showers and thunderstorms will be widespread on Monday.
All right, Dr. Bill, let's talk about the tropics. What are you watching there?
All right, now we're in a lull here. It looks pretty good. There is a tropical wave over the Western Caribbean. It'll be moving into the southern Gulf. I don't expect any problem there. And also a very large tropical wave coming off the African coast. That one has a chance of developing over the next few days. So otherwise, looks good across the tropics.
All right, with all that being said, and we've got a big weekend, people wanting to get outside, actually getting way outside, as three-day snapper season open here in Alabama as well, today, tomorrow, and Sunday. And people may head to the beach for that or just get out and enjoy the backyard. What's the weekend look like? I mean, we've got this scale. It's somewhere between 1 and 2. What do you say, Dr. Bill?
Well, Saturday looks like the best day, with plenty of sunshine and a slight chance of a thunderstorm. And it looks like Sunday we could see a fairly active afternoon with thunderstorm activity. As I mentioned, temperatures are going to be still hot tomorrow. So I'm going to go with a 1.8510.
It's not bad at all.
All right.
No, it's pretty good. And again, the best day is going to be on Saturday, but we'll still have quite a bit of sunshine in the morning on Sunday.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate it. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, and all-around good guy, Dr. Bill Williams, checking in. And the man with the weekend weather scale.
Mm-hmm.
Putting us, that's a passing grade.
Yeah, I'll take an 85 any day.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, once again, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. Haven't had any accidents in a few minutes. Good ride, but heavier traffic now from Old Shell and McGregor, Dolphin at 65. Seeing heavier traffic in Airport and University as well. But again, no new wrecks in the roadways. We've got just off of Farnell and Pleasant Valley off to the side of the road. The Blacksmith Experience at Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife-making classes. Learn to design and forge your own knife and other fun projects. Reserve your spot at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Talking to my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and I know this guy is a healthy guy, and he wants our yards to be healthy as well. It's lawn health time.
Contrary to popular belief, April and May is not the best time to start getting on a lawn care or a lawn health program. Now is actually a pretty good time because we're starting to shift gears from summer into fall, and it's good to clean up what you have right now. If you've got any weeds or you're having any fungal issues, start cleaning that up. Get the grass healthy before it goes to bed, and then really we're working hard towards you having a better lawn next season.
All right, let's do this. Y'all make house calls for our law and health.
That's right.
How do we get in touch with you to set that up?
Well, you can find us on any of our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. You can DM us there, or you can look us up online, sextonlandscapes.com.
All right, let's make sure our lawns are healthy and put to bed healthy. Call Sid, check him out online. Sid Sexton, Sexton Lawn and Landscape.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A Fairhope man has been arrested for rape. He was arrested by Somerdale police on Wednesday at Hoffman Road near Country Road 55. Officers responded to the call about a man and a woman fighting, and when officers arrived, they found a 19-year-old woman and 50-year-old Anthony Derek Odom. According to police, the woman was crying and said that Odom had assaulted her. Police then detained Odom for public intoxication, and then they took the woman to the police department for an interview. After her interview and speaking with the victim, investigators charged Odom with first-degree rape. The Somerdale Police Department does confirm that the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office did assist in this ongoing investigation. Remaining in Baldwin County this morning, there's a scam alert in effect as someone's trying to impersonate the Robertsdale Police Department and get your Social Security number. So the Robertsdale Police Department has taken to Facebook to post the following message. Quote, we are receiving reports of Social Security scam calls to which the caller states that they are an officer with the Robertsdale Police Department. We will not call you for issues concerning your Social Security. Neither the Social Security Administration nor the Robertsdale Police Department contacts individuals via phone about Social Security issues. Additionally, some callers claim to be police officers and request immediate payment for an outstanding warrant or ticket, or the victim will be arrested. The Robertsdale Police Department will never demand payment over the phone. These callers are trying to defraud you of your money. Do not send money or provide the caller with any personal information about yourself. Simply terminate the call. Please call your relatives and pass this information around to those who may not use social media. They could be at risk of losing a lot of money with this tactic. If you are a victim of this scam, please contact the Robertsdale Police Department at 251-947-2222. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, speaking of scams, if you get a chance, go on the Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5. Story posted up there from the Irish Times, an Irish college kid that flipped the script on the scammers. Not only did he make fools of them, he also made them pay money. I also got local law enforcement. One of my friends there sent me an email yesterday of somebody else out of New York State doing that with a scammer up there. So, cool. Hey, I like the challenge of people making the scammers the scammies. Well done out there, but be careful. All right, 7:42, we'll check news coming up next.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week. This information update brought to you by State Farm agent Allison Horner, educating the Alabama Gulf Coast about their home, auto, and life insurance needs since 2007 with the utmost integrity. Call Allison Horner today at 666-1616.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Police closed two intersections in Mobile overnight. This was Cottage Hill and Hillcrest and Cottage Hill and University around 1 o'clock this morning. Mobile police officers were seen in the area. We're working to get more information about what happened. The intersections are back open this morning. The Pensacola Police Department has fired a narcotics officer who shot and killed a man this summer. After an internal investigation, the police chief found that Officer Daniel Seaman violated the department's use of deadly force policy when shooting Tamar Crawford. Seaman was the only officer to fire at Crawford on July 5th at the intersection of Brainerd and C Streets. Officers pulled Crawford over because they believed he was intoxicated. Police originally said Crawford disarmed another officer, leading Seaman to fire at Crawford. Police now say it was a taser, not a gun, that Crawford grabbed. The city of Pritchard is doing its part to help the Bahamas as the islands continue to recover from Hurricane Dorian. They're accepting donations at City Hall through tomorrow. You can drop them off from 8 until 4. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The sportsbooks at Boomtown and Hollywood Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate center court ticket to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action and the best prop bets in town. So grab the crew and place your bets at the sportsbooks at Boomtown Casino Biloxi and Hollywood Casino Gulf Coast. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696. Sports betting is legal in Mississippi and not in Louisiana or Alabama.
South Alabama loses a heartbreaker at home. The Seattle Seahawks win a thriller on Thursday Night Football, and the first round of the Major League playoffs are officially underway. Quarter till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The South Alabama Jaguars lost a close one last night to the Georgia Southern Eagles, 20-17 in double overtime at Ladd Peebles Stadium. Tyler Bass kicked the game winner for the Eagles from 37 yards out.
From 37 yards, none of the other stuff will matter. Tyler Bass on the way, and a Georgia Southern winner. Tucked it inside the left upright, and the Eagles survive a wild Thursday night game in Mobile.
That call was from ESPNU. South Alabama quarterback Cephas Johnson had two long touchdown passes, a 75-yarder to Kawan Baker in the second quarter, and a 60-yarder to Jalen Tolbert in the third. The Jags stretched the lead to 17-10 with a 45-yard field goal in the fourth quarter, but Georgia Southern tied the game on a one-yard run from Wesley Kennedy with 20 seconds to play. Neither team did much in the first overtime, with both the Jags and the Eagles missing field goal attempts. The Jags got the ball first in the second overtime and immediately fumbled before Tyler Bass ended the game for the Eagles with that 37-yard kick. Outside of the two long touchdowns, the Jags had a lot of trouble getting anything going offensively. They finished the game 0-10 on third down, and they're now 1-5 this season after suffering their fourth loss in a row. South gets nearly two full weeks off to regroup before traveling to play at rival Troy University on Wednesday, October 16th. In the NFL last night, the Seattle Seahawks won a thriller over the Los Angeles Rams, 30-29. Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson threw a 5-yard touchdown pass to Chris Carson on fourth and goal to give Seattle the lead with 2.5 minutes to play. Then Rams kicker Greg Zuerlein missed a game-winning 44-yard field goal with 11 seconds left.
Zuerlein missed it.
That was Joe Buck on Fox. Wilson had a great game, finishing with 17 of 23 completed passes for 268 yards and 4 touchdowns, and he rushed for another 32 yards. Former South Alabama Jaguar tight end Gerald Everett led the Rams in receiving. He had 136 yards on 7 receptions and set them up for that game-winning field goal attempt. LA now 3-2 after losing 2 in a row. The Seahawks 4-1 and lead the NFC West. In the MLB playoffs, the St. Louis Cardinals rallied to beat the Atlanta Braves 7-6 in game 1 of their National League Division Series. The Braves led 3-1 going into the 8th inning, but the Cardinals scored 2 in the top of the 8th to tie the game and then 4 more in the top of the 9th to take a 7-3 lead. The Braves attempted a rally of their own in the bottom of the 9th. Ronald Acuna Jr. hit a 2-run shot to close the lead to 2 runs, and Freddie Freeman hit a solo homer to get the Braves within 1. But Cardinals pitcher Carlos Martinez closed out the game with a strikeout to earn the win. Game 2 is in Atlanta this afternoon at 3:37. The LA Dodgers took a 1-game lead in their series with a 6-0 shutout win over Washington. Dodgers pitcher Walker Buehler allowed only 1 hit and no runs over 6 innings to earn the win. LA rookie Gavin Lux hit a solo home run in the 8th, and Jock Peterson hit one of his own afterwards. Game 2 of that series is in LA tonight at 8:37. Both of the American League Division Series begin today. The Houston Astros host Tampa Bay at 1:05 this afternoon, followed by the New York Yankees hosting the Minnesota Twins at 6:07. Got a full day of college football tomorrow, 5 games in the SEC, Starts at 11 a.m. with number 5 LSU hosting Utah State. Then at 2:30, the game of the day, number 10 Florida hosts number 7 Auburn. Of course, you can hear that game right here on FM Talk 106.5. The Auburn pregame show begins at 11:30 tomorrow morning. At 3 o'clock, Missouri hosts Troy. At 6 o'clock, Tennessee hosts number 3 ranked Georgia. And at 6:30, Vanderbilt is on the road to play at Ole Miss. There are two more top 25 matchups tomorrow. Number 14 Iowa plays at number 19 Michigan. And number 4 Ohio State hosts number 25 Michigan State. 10 minutes till 8, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Fitz and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, it's been a pretty good start so far this morning. The regular delays off of Spring Hill, Moffitt, and Old Shell and Dolphin at 65. But once again, the few accidents we've had have been cleared up out of our roadways. Improve your health and maintain your beach body one bite at a time. Join them every Wednesday for the pop-up soup and salad bar inside the Battle House Hotel in downtown Mobile with fresh greens and a variety of toppings with soups and warm yeast rolls from 11 to 1:30. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be hot with a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms and temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, a few evening thunderstorms, lows in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
At 7:53, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, Sean and Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane, and our buddy Alec Naiman on the way. We'll find out what's cooking in just a second. Kelly's got her headlines right now.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you're looking for a job, good news, the Fresh Market is looking for seasonal holiday workers, and they're holding a national hiring event. Applicants can come to any of the Fresh Market's 160 store locations, including 7 in Alabama, on October 18th and 19th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now, positions that need to be filled, there are plenty of them, and some of them may extend past the holidays. Qualified applicants can receive on-the-spot interviews. You may apply online. You're encouraged to do so, as a matter of fact. And get this, employees receive a 20% employee discount once you're hired. Today and tomorrow, you can win big by helping our local Ronald McDonald families. Today, Harper Tech is hosting Ducky with the Ronald McDonald House Rubber Ducky Regatta at their office located at 50 North Broad Street from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. So if you stop by the Harper Tech office and support the regatta by purchasing a duck, a quack pack, a derby dozen, or a big quack, you'll get free scoops of ice cream. Any purchase will qualify for free scoops of ice cream and will be available while supplies last. Harper Tech is located at 50 North Broad Street. Be sure to go there between 11:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. today. And Saturday, Mobile's annual Rubber Ducky Regatta will make a splash by dropping 10,000 rubber duckies into the Mobile River at Cooper Riverside Park. The adopted duckies will race to the finish line, and the fastest ducky adopter will win a carnival cruise for two out of Mobile. All proceeds will benefit the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Mobile, which houses families with with seriously ill and injured children being treated at area hospitals. By adopting a rubber ducky, not only will you have a chance to win prizes, but you'll be providing funds for a safe haven to all families who stay at the Ronald McDonald House while their child is receiving treatment. The event kicks off at 10 a.m. on Saturday. The race will begin at 11 a.m. You can purchase your ducks online or at the race. It's a family-free event open to the public at Cooper Riverside Park. More information is available at rubberduckyregatta.com. We'll see you there. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 754 FM Talk 106.5. And time to check in with our buddy Alec Naaman from Naaman's Catering and find out what's cooking. Hey, Alec.
Hey, good morning, man. How y'all doing?
But we're doing good, and we're going to take a regular hot dog and make it Chicago style today.
Well, you know, we're in the playoffs now. We got the World Series coming up here in a few weeks, and so we're all about baseball right now. I was watching the Braves yesterday. They almost came from behind. Mm. But here's what we do here. I mean, we got all kind of dogs. All these ballparks got famous dogs. You got the Baltimore dog. You got the Brave dog. You know, all that. This is the Chicago dog, because I kind of like this one the best right now. I get some Nathan hot dogs. Those all beef good. Nathan's got one of the best hot dogs out there, all right? And then I go get me some poppy seed buns. You know, the big hoagie-looking buns, you know?
Right.
I split them open. And then, so basically, you grill your hot dog like you like to. I mean, just grill it like you normally would, okay? And then it's how you assemble the hot dog that makes it a Chicago dog. The first thing you do, you take you some yellow mustard or some Dijon mustard, and you squirt it on there. Then you chop you up some really fine onions, and you put some onions on there. Then you get you some of that good sweet pickle relish, and you put some pickle relish on there. Then you start adding tomato little wedges. You know, slice them really, really, really thin and just lay them on there, all right? And then get you some cucumbers, and you slice them up really, really thin, and you lay the cucumbers on there. Then you get you some fresh jalapenos. You take the seeds out, and you chop them all up really, really fine, and you put the jalapenos on top, and you sprinkle some celery salt right on top of it. Then that's what we call the Chicago-style dog. If you was in Chicago, that's how you'd get a hot dog.
Celery.
I don't think they sell hot dogs any other way in Chicago. I think that's the only way you can get a hot dog in Chicago.
Celery salt on a hot dog?
Oh, man, listen, it goes great right on top of the tomatoes and the cucumbers. That's why you top it with the tomato and cucumber
okay.
and the jalapeno last, see? You know.
All right.
And well, it's good. Now, if I'm going to invite you over to watch the ball game and I'm going to have a hot dog party, I'm not going to just give you hot dogs with some ketchup and mustard. I'm going to give you something like this, see?
Well, that's
so
pretty
that you
fancy.
Go away going, wow, man, that was a great hot dog. You know?
That's because you're Alec Naaman, though. So let's do this. If we want to get our party to be like an Alec Naaman party, how do we get in contact with you and set something up where we're having a big party, or we want to just get some of those y'all bake, we take menu items?
You know what I was going to say? You know, we have the We Make You Bake program. It's kind of like an a la carte menu. You know, we got all hundreds of items on there. And you can pick out things, breakfast casseroles, French toast casseroles, shrimp and grits, gumbos. It don't matter. We can make it hot and ready to eat when you pick it up. Or we can pick it up. You can pick it up where you can heat it up. And if you just want some cold hors d'oeuvres and stuff like that, you know, I don't care what it is, sandwiches or buffalo wings, whatever. You just call us a day in advance so we can prepare it for you and you pick it up. So, you know, call me 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and Instagram and all that kind of stuff. And, hey, Christmas parties, hey, time to call me, all right? Shrimp boils, grilled oysters, steaks on the grill. I don't care what you want. We'll come out and cook it for you. Make your day enjoyable. We'll even clean up your house if you need us to.
There we go.
Not before, but after.
Alec, as always, we appreciate it. Alec Naaman and What's Cooking. Do it every Friday right here at FM Talk 106.5. Y'all ready for some hot dogs now, I'm sure. And we're ready for hour number three of Mobile Mornings. Talking a lot of football with Dalton. That's coming up next. Y'all stay close.